Welcome to the final session of our mini-series on mindfulness. Let's take a moment to recap what we've learned so far. Mindfulness is a state of open and non-judgmental awareness. Another way to say that is living in the present moment, and it's almost the opposite of how the majority of us live right now. Practicing mindfulness has been proven to increase happiness, memory, critical thinking, emotional regulation, and the quality of our relationships, among other things. It's also been proven to decrease stress, anxiety, and depression. We know that mindfulness can change the physical and chemical makeup of the brain, and this is all possible through the concept of neuroplasticity. And finally, we've explored techniques for incorporating mindfulness into our lives, like meditation and mindful moments. We've got the what, why, and how parts of mindfulness down. So how do we turn that into an effective and lasting practice? Just because we know something is good for us doesn't mean we'll do it. Physical exercise, eating healthy, everyone on the planet knows that these things are important. And while I try to do these things every day, I often fall short of my mark. In fact, sometimes I do the opposite, like binge watch Netflix and eat some pizza on my couch. And that's totally fine. The goal of this series is not to turn you into a 24/7 mindfulness master. So let's explore some actionable and practical ways to add some mindfulness into our daily life. It all starts with habits. According to a study out of Duke University, almost 50% of our daily actions are composed of habits. Our brains seek out patterns and consistency, which is great. What's not so great is our aversion to change. New habits and patterns of behavior are difficult to adopt, and almost 90% of the time, we fail to keep up with them. When we look at the research, it becomes clear that in order to adopt a new habit, like mindfulness, we need to shrink it. There's a behavioral researcher and author named B.J. Fogg who puts out some really great reading on this topic. He says, to create a new habit, you must first simplify the behavior. Make it tiny, even ridiculous. A good tiny behavior is easy to do and fast. These tiny habits or micro steps or whatever you want to call them serve as an entry point for new behaviors. When we complete them, we get a dopamine rush in the brain, signaling that this is something we want to keep repeating. And eventually, over time, a new habit is developed. Here's how this has worked out for me in my own experience. Years ago, when I learned about mindfulness, I knew it was something I wanted to do. But when I sat down and tried to meditate for 20 minutes with no prior experience, I didn't like it. I didn't understand the point. My mind kept wandering. I just saw no value in it. A little while later, I came across the idea of mindful moments. It seemed so much more reasonable and achievable to me that I decided to give it a go. So for 2 weeks, I would carve out at least 2 mindful moments in my day. The first one was right when I woke up. I would just go sit in a chair for at least 1 minute before I did anything else. And I would just notice the sensations in my body, or the sounds coming from outside, or the feelings of the breath. The second mindful moment was before I walked into my apartment after work. I would either sit in my car and look around at the sky or the trees, or just pause outside my door, take a few breaths, and just notice what was happening around me. That was it. After 2 weeks, I was admittedly feeling pretty great. So I kept up with the moments, and I started a beginner's meditation course. I've been meditating daily ever since. Now here's the cool part. After a few weeks of doing my small habit, mindfulness started to creep into my life in other ways that I didn't plan for. I would be walking my dog, thinking about a million things, as I normally do, and all of a sudden my brain would be like, "Stop, you're not being mindful." So then I'd pop out of my thought bubble and look around at the beautiful trees or the landscapes of the houses I passed. I realized how amazing the neighbor's flowers smelt. I found that I could hear birds, even in the city. And then at home, there would be times when I would just be sitting with my dog, cat, and girlfriend on the couch, either watching TV or playing a video game. And all of a sudden, I would just have an urge to stop everything and savor the moment, feel the warmth from my pets and the companionship of my partner. These notions seemingly came out of nowhere. But in retrospect, I now know that they were born out of my small habit of mindful moments. This is the key to creating a successful practice, starting small. And while we've been working with a more long-form style of mindfulness together through these talks and meditations, it's the small steps and tiny habits that will take you the rest of the way. Everything we've practiced together here can be simplified and shrunken down into short and practical actions, actions that lead to a more clear, focused, and happier mind. Let's sit together for one last mindfulness meditation and practice what we've learned. As always, find a comfortable seat, one that reflects a sense of calmness and alertness. Gently close the eyes and take a few deep breaths. Feeling the body gently expand on each inhale and relax on each exhale. There's no need to control the breath here, just letting it come and go naturally. Get close to these sensations of breathing, sinking your attention into them and feeling them as distinctly as you can. When the mind wanders or you notice you've become lost in thought, just gently redirect the attention right back to the sensations of breathing. Every time we do this, we strengthen those muscles of concentration and clarity. Keep going. And as you continue to feel the sensations of breathing, I'd like you to try and expand your awareness a little bit further. See if you can take a step back into a wider space of awareness. Try and notice sounds, sensations in the body, and thoughts. They're all occurring in the same space, this space of wide open awareness. You are the observer, noticing everything unfolding in this present moment. Stay here and savor this feeling. When something grabs a hold of your attention, a thought or a sound, just try and step back into this wider, more open space where you are the observer and everything else is just happening. The goal here isn't to block anything out, but instead to let everything happen within this space of open awareness. Just observe, even if only for a moment. And for the last minute here, just drop everything. Sit and enjoy the peace and quiet. Nicely done. Thanks for practicing with me today. You can go ahead and open your eyes, stretch up in your chair a little bit, wake the body back up. I truly hope that you found some value in the techniques and information we've covered in this series, and that you continue on to adopt your own mindfulness practice. In my experience, it's been one of the most beneficial things I've ever done. If you want to dive deeper into mindfulness and explore additional techniques, I highly recommend checking out our 30-day meditation course. It's been a pleasure spending this time with you, and I will see you next time.